Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Oh, yes. One Direction super hot right now, even though Zayn left. And we have something special for you.
You can win a trip to see One Direction in New York City with our new contest, 1D and Me.
Oh, yes. 1D and Me. Yeah. We want to fly you and a guest to New York on Southwest Airlines, where you're going to stay at the beautiful Roosevelt Hotel in Manhattan. That's where we stayed last weekend.
Yeah.
Awesome hotel. Then you're going to head on over to the stadium for the big 1D show, where anything can happen. Anything.
Mm.
I'm talking about new relationship.
Yeah.
You good. May be able to join the band. That's all up to you.
You may be the person that they say, hey, you, tour bus. Yeah, you and me, tour bus right
Possibilities
now.
Are endless.
Let's go eat some lunch or something.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you want to win this, just take a video of yourself doing a British accent and say something entertaining.
That's it.
Just make it entertaining. That's all we're asking.
Yeah.
In a British accent. Use the hashtag KidNation and the hashtag One Direction so we can see it. You can use Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever you need. And we're gonna pick our favorite to win. Deadline is midnight, Central Time, April 5th, Sunday. Which is Sunday. Thank you, Columbia Records.
Yeah, so you're going to be sending us a selfie video,
probably.
Likely.
Yeah,
and speaking of selfies, yesterday, the greatest news ever hit the internet. I came across...
Let me take a selfie.
I came across this announcement on Refinery29, which is an awesome beauty blog website that I check, you know, every week.
What about Refinery30, though?
Yeah, Refinery29. No, this has been around for a while. It's just if you ever want good makeup tips, what the celebrities, you know, use, that kind of thing. It's a great site for girls to go to. Fashion,
yeah.
You know, good, like, affordable fashion.
Yeah.
It's just a great beauty site in general.
So they dropped an awesome bomb on you?
So they dropped an awesome bomb. Yeah, they dropped an awesome bomb saying... Kim Kardashian to host the first ever selfie awards. And it's full promo pic with Kim Sunday, June 21st, only on E! Special appearances by Kendall Jenner, Lindsay Lohan, Jen Selter, who's the butt girl with like 5 million followers.
Yeah. You've seen Jen Selter.
Yeah. Beyonce, Giselle, Taylor Swift, Nicki Minaj, on and on and on.
Love it.
So I'm reading about it. The categories include things like the Beyonce Award for Waking Up Like This, No Makeup Selfies, the Mario Testino Fashion Selfie Award, Special Achievement in Cat Selfies, Lindsay Lohan Award for Achievement in Selfie Editing, Jen Selter Award for Achievement in Belfies, which are butt selfies. So going on and on seems pretty legit.
Yeah.
So it says, click here for more info, and it sends you to the Instagram page for the award show, and it's a video of Kim Kardashian smiling, and then it flashes April Fools.
Oh, dang it.
Good idea. It's actually a pretty legit
idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
And very believable.
And all those celebrities mentioned do take selfies. Yeah. So that may not be real, but this is real. And the Huffington Post did this very cool, you know, mathematical chart of the most popular Instagram filters that your favorite pop stars use. Because every girl wants to know. I mean, Beyonce posts, you know, unreal photos. Rihanna, Ariana Grande, Selena Gomez. They post great selfies all the time.
Okay.
What do they use? How do they do this? Well, this is the thing. A lot of celebrities take a lot of time with their photos and have professional photographers. So even with their selfies, those are getting edited and Photoshop and all kinds of cool programs.
That's true. We were told that in L.A. that by the makeup artist, she said they'll send them off to a service before they're tweeted, they're tweaked professionally.
Wow.
Because there's Facetune. There's things you can see that girls use. I mean, girls will go all in, whitening their teeth and their eye and the whites of their eyes. And, you know, you can spend hours to do one photo. I should spend more time. I didn't realize how much time people spent.
I don't either. I just, like, post it.
Basically, I'm like, I go through a few filters. And if I don't like one, I just don't do that. But
I'm hashtag no filter.
I hit the enhance button, that little one, the little wand, the magic wand, just to make the colors a little brighter.
Sometimes I use Hudson.
Well,
for some reason,
I don't even know what that is.
That's one of them.
Yeah, well, here are the filters celebrities use. They say Beyonce, you know, she has the biggest following on Instagram. This is just a chart of pop stars, okay? So she has the most followers. She uses a filter less than 25% of the time.
Whatever.
So her photos are edited, though, because they're all professional. But yeah, this is a real mathematical chart. You can find it on Huffington Post. We'll post it on Kid Nation, actually. So how about Taylor Swift and Selena Gomez? They are very active with filters. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift uses them on almost all of her posts, and her favorite filter is Mayfair. Huh. So if you want pictures like Taylor Swift, filter your photo with Mayfair.
Do they all do basically the same thing? They just have different brands?
What? No, it's the color.
It's all coloring. It's the tint.
These are tints. Mm-hmm. Like Mayfair is a tint.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like different apps. Okay, okay.
No, I'm totally
misunderstood.
These are just Instagram filters.
Okay.
No, these are just Instagram filters. These are the names of Instagram filters. Okay. So yes. Anyways, so Taylor Swift uses Mayfair. Selena Gomez likes the Slumber filter. That's why hers are darker and more mysterious. Number? She uses Slumber on more than half of her photos.
Hmm.
Yeah, Justin Bieber also puts photos on or filters on about half of his posts. They say Mayfair is absolutely the most popular amongst celebrities. And then X-Pro 2, which is one of my favorites, it brings out the colors more. X-Pro 2 and Amaro and Valencia are the top three most popular other than Mayfair.
Your sister's name is a filter.
Valencia.
Yeah. How about that?
So that's it. And that's absolutely mathematically proven with celebrities. If they use filters, those are the ones. Well, so we'll post those at Kid Nation so you can say, you know what? I'm going to take a photo and I'm going to make it look like Taylor Swift.
I'm going to try the X-Pro 2 now because X-Pro makes it too dark.
I use Valencia and X-Pro 2 for the most part. It does make it too dark, but if you have a good photo with good lighting for selfies, then it brings out, girls like photos that bring out their makeup because we put a lot of time into that.
Al, would it be weird for you to use Valencia since it's your sister?
Yeah, I can do that. I can do that. I can do that.
So did you guys hear about this? This BMW dealership in New Zealand tried to prank their customers for April Fool's Day, but not in the way you may think. They posted an ad promising a free car to the first person that shows up in the morning. The only thing is that this was not an April Fool's joke. So they even made it look like it was an April Fool's prank with the advertising.
Okay, showed up where? At a particular dealership in New Zealand?
It was in New Zealand.
Okay.
And they rented in the New Zealand Herald. And they purposely made it look like a joke to see, you know, because they didn't want droves of people to show up. The ad was billed as an April Fool's Day special. So, I mean, if you read this at home, you're going to go, oh, okay.
It's April Fool's
Day. Well done, BMW, and that's a nice car.
So
I like it.
So they flipped it and reversed it?
Yeah. They said the first person to show up at the dealership, ask for Tom, would get a $50,000 car and a free driving course. So, on a hunch, this lady named Tiana Marsh decided to get up at like 5 o'clock in the morning, showed up at the dealership at 5:30 a.m. And here's what went down. And that's not it. This one is it.
Hi. How can I help?
Are we looking for Tom?
Yes, Tom. He'll be on the left, so if you just follow the path down, he'll be right with you.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Good morning.
Hey, are you Tom?
I am. I am Tom. And you are?
Amy.
Amy and
Tiana,
how are we?
We found this in the Herald.
You found it in the Herald?
Read the Herald and...
You got a car at the moment?
Yeah, it's just outside.
Well, I can tell you that car is owned by us, because congratulations. What? You guys are the brand new owners of BMW.
Wow.
Woo! What do you think? How's that?
Wow.
Congratulations. Well done. Congratulations.
Wow.
Okay, here's the question you
gotta
ask.
Hold on. That's how you know it's real. When they honk the horn.
So who got it? There were two girls that showed up.
Tiana.
They were friends.
Tiana,
and then she just
brought her friend with her, but it was Tiana whose idea
it
was.
Okay, it was her idea. Okay.
Tiana gets the car. She traded in her 15-year-old station wagon.
Oh, cool.
Which the dealership will sell and donate all the money to a local charity.
Because, you know, that's what happened with me when I won my car.
You want a Monza or something like that?
I want a Chevy Monza stick shift, no AC, because it was, you know, give you the bare bones. It was on a Pepsi contest. And my mama had made candied apples, and you have to let them cool for a while. So I got my friend Angie Curvin, who lived around the block. I said, let's go ride our bikes to Young 712, you know, because I couldn't call it 7-Eleven because that would be copyright infringement. So we went to Young 712.
Oh, my God.
And by the time we go ride our bikes, it was a mile away. We'll be back home. And that's not the Chevy Monza that I had showing on Kid TV. So anyway, we'd be at home, and the candy apples would be ready to eat. So we got there, and we knew there was this contest going on. It's a big deal. And so I got two bottles of Pepsi out of the
contest?
Cooler. To win the bottle cap. Under the bottle cap, you peel off the lid, and it would say...
Car.
Well, we didn't know what it would say. So I got two bottles of Pepsi out. I was like, so I handed her one. I said, no, let's switch.
Oh, you
last second switch?
Yeah. And so we popped the top, and you had to, at the time, you know, they had the bottle openers attached to the machine.
Right.
And if you pop the top, the cap will go down into the garbage. So we had to hold our hands underneath the bottle, you know, to catch the cap. I popped it, and she popped hers.
Look how Southern.
And
I
what'd she get?
Off.
What'd she get?
She got nothing. She got some code numbers or something. And I peeled mine off, and it said car.
Oh.
And there was a man there, and I said, it says car. He said, let me see it. I held that cap so tight because I thought he was going to grab it and run.
It's like really
so pinching that cap, and he's like, it says car. So we got on our bikes, and I go back home, and I called my daddy. They were up at Go West because they were doing some paperwork.
Go West.
I was 13. So I got on the, I called my parents at Go West. I said, Daddy, Mama, I think I want a car. He said, you put that cap on the top of the refrigerator and don't touch it.
On top of the refrigerator.
That way you can't risk losing it.
Burglars never look on top of the refrigerator.
Because your dad knew that you probably weren't old enough to go get the prize.
On top of the refrigerator.
It was Sunday.
That's where my dad would keep the liquor.
But he knew somebody that worked at the Pepsi bottling plant. So he called them. When he got home, he looked up the number in the phone book.
Remember,
what's
this
a phone
was a long
book?
Time ago.
And called and he said, yeah, it's legit, but because we know so many people don't play, there's more than one cap out there. There's like 10 caps or something. So you got to be there first thing in the morning.
Oh, so it's not, they don't give away 10 cars. You
no,
gotta be
one
the first
car,
one.
First one comes in with the cap. So the next morning, my daddy let me miss, you know, I was late going to school because we had to be at the Pepsi bottling plant at crack of dawn. We got there and they weren't even open yet. So we went to IHOP and had some pancakes and came back. And they said, that's it. Come back this afternoon and you get your car.
Wow. And you didn't have to pay anything?
Probably to pay taxes.
I guess taxes. My daddy took care of that. Cause he, and he, then he looked at it as an opportunity to advertise Go West.
Of course he did.
So he comes back with me in his spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle, and his
scarf,
neckerchief tied to the side, and his belt that had Jerry on the back and a big Jerry symbol.
Did he sing the theme song to
he
Go
had
West?
A roach clip with feathers hanging off his hat. I was so embarrassed.
And what was the theme song for Go West?
We got hats and belts and boots, jeans and shirts and Western suits, all the finest Western wear. Go West.
Go West.
Go West.
Go West.
We got the finest Western wear. Go West.
Go West.
Them good old boys gonna treat you well. Go West.
Go West. West.
Don't settle for less.
Go West.
Go West.
Go West.
That's Go West in the Florence Mall. Let us bring out the cowboy in you.
Please don't go to the Florence Mall because Go West is
there.
No longer there.
It's not there.
Did you ever get to drive the car? Did you keep it long enough?
It was a stick shift and I was 13.
No.
So we sold it. No, we sold it to the cheerleader sponsor, Miss Jaquo.
Oh, really?
I wonder if she still has it.
I doubt.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So, Big Al Mac. You came in and said you wanted to find people who may not be able to graduate.
Yeah, for whatever reason, it doesn't look like they're going to go to the next level.
Right.
You know, when I was in the fourth grade trying to graduate to middle school, all my friends went to the middle school building on the first day of school, and I did too. But I knew that I was supposed to go back to lower school because I had to repeat fourth grade at Green Hill. Because
did your parents know?
When I, we all knew. But I was just a bit, I'll never forget that feeling because I made the transition from public school to private school and I knew I was struggling, but I didn't want to repeat fourth grade.
Yeah,
it was stupid.
But I did. And I'm here now to talk about it. But anyway.
Now, you wish you would have gotten the help earlier so that you could have been propelled into fifth grade.
Sure.
Like a regular fifth grader.
I'll never forget that feeling, though. That all your friends are moving on, going to the next level. And
it's tough.
You're not. So we thought we'd ask. Reach out to people and see if there's anybody out there that, man, it's April. Graduations are right around the corner. And you're like, you know in your heart, you're probably not going to graduate, but you don't know what to do.
Okay. Audrey?
Hi.
How are you doing? What grade are you in?
I am a senior in college this year.
Okay. You're a senior in college.
Majoring in?
Yes. Communication studies.
Oh, good. Oh.
And how's it looking for you?
It's going well, but I think I've decided to take another victory lap because I'm not ready for the real world.
Oh, so this is
a
your
perpetual
decision.
Perpetual college student.
Yeah.
You know you're not going to graduate because you don't want to go into the real world.
Yes.
It's hard out
okay.
there.
Okay. Yeah.
It's tough.
Is your decision made because you haven't been able to find a job or have you been trying and just no luck?
I think both. I'm looking for an internship right now and it's pretty hard. It's really competitive out there.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to figure out the right fit and I know I want to stay in Texas, so I'm just kind of playing out my options. I'm not ready to jump again just yet.
What would be your dream job?
Working on the radio.
Okay, yeah, those are hard jobs. Now, do your parents pay for your college, and do they know about this?
We both do. I work a part-time job, and they help me out as much as they can, and we both just kind of, you know, we have a dream together, and so that's just kind of what we're waiting for.
But do they know that you're not going to come out this year?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
We kind of discussed it, and I mean they're you know ready for me to get off their bill, but
you're
I
not
know,
ready yet.
It's not like not helping out. So.
It All is right. really hard when you're a senior yeah. in college. I remember because it's like now in hindsight, I don't want to go back and do it again. But right when you're about to graduate, it's so sad because mm-hmm. you love life in college. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult yeah. to let it go. So,
it's
yeah, one more.
I mean, it's
one
fun.
More
it yeah. is fun. College is fun.
I am glad I had that 1.5 years of college experience.
Look at you. You're doing what she wants to
right
do.
Yeah, yeah, right.
See, Audrey, you did it all wrong.
You got an education wrong for being in radio. Wrong,
Audrey.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Maybe, who knows, you
Thank
might
you.
Become an intern for the Kid Craddock Morning
yeah.
Show.
Never know.
Who knows?
Doesn't pay very well, but.
Yeah,
pays
well, in
nothing,
fact, it pays
fact.
Nothing.
Yeah.
It's free.
You get school credit. So maybe Audrey will be one of our interns here in the upcoming months.
Okay.
Bye, Audrey. Let's talk to Jordan. Jordan, you don't think you're going to graduate?
No, I do not.
What are you in school for right now?
I was going to say, I'm not going to graduate. It's actually a certificate program. I'm going to school to be an advanced EMT. It's like a one step below paramedic.
Okay.
Whoa.
And you're not going to graduate because?
Well, I mean, my tests are doing really, really bad. I'm sucking at tests. I'm getting the homework and everything down, and it's good, but I'm just not being able to dedicate the time to it because I'm planning my sister's wedding.
Oh.
Well, you know, your sister's wedding, that's cool and all, but study's a little more important.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's your career.
I mean, I'm working on people for a living. Obviously, yeah. school is more important.
Yeah, but being an EMT, stay in school. Well, you yeah. know what I mean? If you don't think you're
absolutely.
Ready.
I'm definitely not dropping out.
Yeah, I don't want the EMT that didn't pass.
Yeah.
exactly.
Does your family know?
You don't want to run into somebody like me in the back of the truck.
Yeah. No.
Does your family know?
No.
No.
No, not really.
How are you going to tell them?
On the radio.
I mean, if that time comes, there's a big test at the end of the semester. So,
man.
So if you can just get that.
I guess they'll know whenever I don't get my certificate in the mail.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, if you need a fake certificate, Al knows a guy.
No!
All right, just give me
just
a call.
To show the parents,
I'm
Kelly.
Fine with fake stuff, but I'm not fine with fake doctors.
Just
fake EMTs. Yeah.
Just for the parents not getting mad. Oh. Or you can move to Europe.
Good luck, Jordan.
That's cool.
You can do that right there.
You need to practice shots and IVs because JC loves those.
No.
I've actually been really good at those.
Wow.
It's just the written tests you suck at.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Man, some people just don't test well.
Right.
That's true.
Hitting those veins is hard with the needles.
Don't even talk
it's
about
so
that.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
Jordan, have a great day. Good luck with your final test. Jasmine, you're probably not going to graduate, and it's all your fault. Right? Jasmine?
Oh.
I'm never to class on time. I think I've only been on time once.
So you're not going to graduate because you're lazy?
Yes.
Are you a senior this year?
I've actually missed a couple of exams, and they're exams that couldn't be made up. So, yeah, there's just this one class that I need to graduate, and it's not the one that, obviously.
How are you going to tell your parents?
My mom knows. She drives me to school every day.
So your mom makes you late?
Yeah, I like to do that.
Oh, no. Wow.
Is this high school or college?
Yeah, what grade are you in?
It's college.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Well, you know, at least
you sound like you're okay with it.
So maybe college isn't your thing. Maybe you just need to get out and maybe work a year and see what life is like and then maybe try it again.
Talk her out of school.
Right.
No, sometimes that's what you need to do because if she's just wasting time and not graduating, JC, that's a waste of time
but if
and money.
She needs to learn how to be on time because if she gets a job.
No, that's why you get a job.
You get fired.
Go ahead, if you like,
exactly.
Yeah,
because she gets fired, she learns responsibility. Why would you go to college where the professor doesn't care if you show up or not? No, he didn't care if you pass or fail.
They want to keep you there for the money.
So I'm telling her, take a year off work, find out what it's like, and then go back and try it. JC has changed his mind about my advice.
If you're a senior and your mom is taking you to college, you... I don't know. I got a whole bunch of problems with this one.
What do you want
to
do?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I wish I could write you a note.
We don't know what to do for you, Jasmine. Do you need us to call you and wake you up every morning or what?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right, we're gonna get your phone
Maybe
number.
We should start next semester. It's a little too late now.
This semester might not work, but from now on, we are calling you and waking you up. And Jasmine, if you do not wake up, we are going to dump water on you every morning.
Okay.
All right, yeah. You think it's funny now. Wait till we dump water on you.
All right, Jasmine.
Jasmine, hold on for us. We're going to get your info because we're going to make sure you're not late. Because that's fixable, Al.
That's very fixable.
That's very fixable.
That's like a time thing. Like, leave the house 10 minutes earlier.
Now, Deanna, you're not the one that's failing. It's somebody related to you. What's going on in your life?
I have a new puppy, and she's in puppy classes, and I was just informed that there is a test and a possible graduation, and my poor puppy just acts out in puppy school, and I don't think she's going to graduate.
Al's been there, done that.
Yeah, I have. I didn't think mine was going to graduate either.
What's your puppy's name, Deanna? Let's shame your puppy on the radio.
Her name is Kaya.
Oh, Kaya.
Kaya. I found that if you give the puppy instructor another $100, they tend to give them the diploma.
There, that's good.
Yeah, you don't want a puppy going out into the real world without their diploma.
Yeah, you don't want your puppy having a complex.
That's horrible. Dang it, Kaya. Deanna, good luck with
poor
that.
Kaya. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Thank you very much.
All right.
But Deanna's puppy's not graduating puppy school. Probably the easiest thing to graduate from.
Obedient.
Wordless puppy.
Right?
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's that time to help you score some money with Beat the Bank. Your chance to win up to $1,000 happens right now after your call number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Yesterday, we had our first vault closing.
Yeah.
Janelle Joe pushed the luck. And the door closed on her.
She went home with nothing.
Nothing. It's sad, but, you know, sometimes you got to take a little risk to win a little money.
That's the way it goes.
That's how it goes. We're going to be throwing dollar amounts at you. When you hear one you like, you just yell stop. That's how much money you win. But if you press your luck, that door may close on you, and you get nothing like Janelle did yesterday.
Or you may win $1,000. You never know.
How far will you take it?
Yeah.
Now, we'll get our caller here soon, but while we wait... Did you see Ed Sheeran on Sesame Street yesterday?
I did not.
I sure did because I have kids.
When I was when Emma Kelly was JC's children's age, Sesame Street was a life changer because it's an hour.
Yeah.
Oh,
gives you time to do
Emma
something.
Kelly would wake up in the morning. I would prop her up in the bed next to me, and I would and she would just sit there mesmerized, and I'd get another hour to sleep.
Mm. Yeah.
Game changer.
So it's quality babysitting.
And it's quality. Oh, yeah. And then every once in a while when you're awake and you know, that's what your kid loves, you see these celebrities pop up. So it's fun for us too,
right,
as parents.
And then they recognize them. And it's like they do learn stuff because my son, I have not taught him about like police officers and stuff.
Uh-huh.
He knows about speeding and getting tickets for speeding. He tells Kenzie and my wife and I to slow down now when we're in the car. And I'm like, Casey, we're going 15 miles an hour. I'm not going to slow down any more than this, buddy. But here's Ed Sheeran. He was singing a song called Two Different Worlds. It's a song about how kids should behave differently at home than they do at school.
School, I raise my hand in the air when there's something that I want to share. Oh, 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 we go.
Okay, hold up real quick. Which one was Ed and which one was Elmo? Well, but the thing is, why is he wearing a red sweater standing next to Elmo? He looks just like Elmo.
Okay. It's very confusing.
Red hair,
maybe
red
he likes
sweater.
Elmo. I don't think kids should behave differently at home than they do at school because my kids behave so well at school.
So they
Isn't
have to raise their hand and ask to go to the bathroom at home?
Not the raising the hand thing, but just behaving.
Yeah, you go pick up your kid from school and they're like, your daughter is such a delight. She helped me clean up. She stayed after class today to help me clean up art. I'm like, what?
This child?
I can't get her to pick up her drink wrappers.
This
nothing.
Child?
Yeah. Seriously, I even my mom told me the same thing. When I was a kid, I would be the best at school. And then I get home and I'm like, I don't want to clean up my room. I don't want to do anything. I just want to chill and play video games and be mean.
I remember one time I got in some trouble and I had to write 1,000 times, I will not speak out of turn in class or something like that. I had to write it 1,000 times over a weekend for my teacher. And I think I wrote it like 600 and I stopped. Oh, I got another detention on top of that.
They actually counted how many times you wrote it? Because I think you can get away with that.
Yeah, no, I didn't get away with it.
Well, a teacher's going to count every single time.
I got detention after that. I wasn't like bad, but I wasn't good either. I was like somewhere in the middle. I was in the gray area. And I wasn't like a class clown. I was a rebel.
Yeah.
I
had to write something too on the board, I remember, and it was something about like, I will not correct Mrs. whoever, the teacher, because I would always doubt what she would say. I'd be like, are you sure?
Oh, you're that kid.
Yeah, I was that kid. I read a lot. Like, I was like a super bookworm, but I was also really chatty, so I would get in trouble for talking too much. But I was also smart enough that I would doubt the teacher.
I think the teacher would appreciate a student that challenged her a little bit. That might be kind of fun for her.
I don't think teachers appreciate that all the time.
Now, in public school, I had to touch my toes. Y'all have to do that?
Yeah.
In the corner. The
presidential, like.
In the corner, go touch your toes for like 20 minutes.
To stretch? And,
like when you get in trouble. Like if you're talking out of turn or whatever, touch your toes. And I can't even do it now. But I touched my toes for like, until they told me not to.
Until you fell over because your blood rushed to your head.
Yeah. Yeah, that was like one of our little
punishments. My cousin Cindy was a substitute teacher. You know how people take advantage of substitute teachers. Uh-huh. And this kid was doing the arm toots. I don't like the F word.
Yeah.
Doing that arm.
Yeah.
And everybody's laughing. She's like, oh, you think that's funny, huh? You think that's funny? Come stand up and do it in front of the class. And he did it in front of the class. And he stopped to go sit down. She goes, no, keep doing it. And she made him just stand there and do it like the whole class, which I thought was hilarious.
Dude, that's
right?
Good. And never did it again.
Prove a point.
They got to walk around with B.O. handles.
All right.
Let's get back into Beat the Bank.
You stalled long enough.
Let's meet our contestant, Kim Timms. Hey, Kim Timms.
Kim Timms.
Hello.
What's up, Kim Tim?
Not much. I just dropped my daughter off at school, and I am dropping my son off right now.
Is your son's name Tim?
No.
No, Tim Timms?
His name is Brandon.
Oh, Brandon. What's up, Brandon?
Tell us about you, aside from being the mother of two kids.
I actually just started working again after being off for a little bit, being home with my kiddos.
Yeah, what do you do?
So back in that, I actually worked for a chiropractor.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Get that back.
Come in,
nice.
Come in for an adjustment. Mm-hmm. Touching my toes.
Kim, do you know the rules to Beat the Bank?
I do.
All right. I'm just going to reiterate this. Make sure you yell stop when you hear the one you like, okay? We got to hear that.
Okay.
And if you don't say stop and it closes on you, what do you get, Kim?
Nothing.
All right. Kim knows. You ready to play, Kim?
Nothing.
All right, Kim Tim.
Here we go. Let's play Beat the Bank.
Sixty. 90. 100.
Oh, he's clowning.
200.
Jenna's applying deodorant.
Those are my purse.
240.
Okay, Kim Tim.
290.
I think she's a gambler.
I like her. I like her.
400. 450. 520.
$520.
Right. That seems to be a common
thing. Better than nothing.
Yeah.
What made you stop, Kim?
Just that $500 point. And like I said, me being a single mom, I will take what I can get.
There you go.
Absolutely.
I hear you.
All right, let's take a listen to what you could have won.
Just for fun.
If we kept going, Kim.
630.
Oh, wow. Big jump.
730.
Oh, man. This might be the one that goes all the way.
800.
Oh. It's okay, Kim.
880.
Oh. Yi-yi. Don't tell me. Keep
it
going.
This is it.
1,000.
Oh!
Golly.
That's all right.
That's all right,
Kim.
More than
half of it.
Yep. You got $520. Right. What are you going to do with that cash, girl?
You know what? Probably spend it on my kiddos.
Yep.
There you go.
What moms do.
Yep.
Hey, better be safe than sorry. You know, Kim?
Yes.
$520 is not too bad. You enjoy that money, okay, yes. Kim? Have a good day.
Congratulations.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you could hear the disappointment in
her
voice.
Well, that's all right. We just put five $100 bills in her pocket and a 20. For
boom. Days. Don't worry, if you didn't get in this hour, we're going to play again an hour from now. We do it twice a day. It's called Beat the Bank.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You may know him as Chandler Bing from Friends.
Uh-huh.
But now he is Oscar Madison in the number one new comedy of the season, The Odd Couple, which airs right after The Big Bang Theory tonight at 7:30 Central. Here is Matthew Perry, everybody.
So happy.
Hi, Matthew.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Hey, oh, buddy. So excited that you're going to be back in my life every week.
Oh, it's really fun. We're having a blast doing The Odd Couple.
And I'm glad that your partner in crime is Thomas Lennon from Reno 911.
Yeah.
He's hilarious, Matthew.
He's hilarious. And we shot 12 episodes, and I still don't know whether he's acting or whether that's actually
That's a good thing, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I honestly can't tell. He really, in real life, he carries Purell with him and Listerine at all times.
Oh, wow.
He plays the cello, and he does yoga, and he's very Felix Ungary.
Sounds like a whipping.
But on the flip side, are you really like Oscar that much in real life?
I'm
are you that sloppy?
I'm more like Oscar than any other character that I've played. I think a lot of people, when they heard that I was doing The Odd Couple, thought that I would play Felix, uh-huh. I think, because Chandler was more of a Felix-type character,
uh-huh.
but I'm much more of an Oscar in real life.
Yeah, I think your sarcasm fits better. I mean, I love sarcastic humor. It's my favorite. And so I think that just fits better with Oscar and you.
Yeah, the show sort of hinges on the chemistry between Oscar and Felix, and it sort of hinges on how they drive each other crazy and how Felix drives Oscar crazy, and those scenes really work. The show's at its best when we're arguing with each other, I think.
Well, Matthew, I think you and I are about the same age. Do you remember the original Odd Couple series with Jack Klugman and Tony Randall? Because I have really fond memories of that.
I do, and it's terrible to say it, but it was 40 years since the show went on.
Wow.
Went off the air. So I thought it was time to do it again. And we started doing an homage to the show. Gary Marshall, who was the executive producer of the original series, is an executive consultant of our show, and I thought he was going to sort of just do that in title and just sort of show up at the first table read and maybe the wrap party, but he's really been involved, and he's at every taping, and he makes pitches, jokes, and he's really involved.
So this was your idea. No one came to you. You came to them.
Yeah, I thought of it. I thought of doing it, and CBS had been developing it, and I had a meeting with them, and it all just came together.
Now, Matthew, is it true that there were no auditions for this show? The producers just basically found the actors they wanted and said, here?
Yeah, we auditioned a lot of people, but we ended up just offering the part to everybody who is in it. We offered it to Lindsay Sloan, Yvette Nicole Brown, and Wendell Pierce. Those were all offers.
Wow.
So we got very lucky.
Did anyone turn you down that you wanted to be in the show?
A couple people turned it down, but I'm not going to name names.
No, go ahead, Matthew.
That'll come out in the tell-all later.
Yeah.
Let's just say that they made a big mistake.
Right.
Yeah.
They sure did. Now, your character is super messy, Matthew Perry. You play Oscar Madison in The Odd Couple, which is on tonight.
Yay.
Do you do anything that's super messy in your life that you would like to admit to?
I think if you saw my bedroom right now, you'd understand.
Right. Do you clean your house before the maid comes over?
I clean it a little bit, and then I have a housekeeper come over twice a week. But in those days that they're not here for 3 days in a row, it gets pretty messy around.
Oh, you fancy 2 days a week maid service. I love that.
All that friends money.
By the way, was it true John Cryer almost played Chandler Bing? Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, he just wrote a book and said that he was going to play that part. I don't know what happened, though.
You want to call him a liar, Matthew?
I don't know that. I'm glad that didn't happen. I don't know.
Yeah, that's where that came out.
When is your tell-all? Because John Cryer just wrote this tell-all book, which, of course, is intriguing because he talks about his whole Charlie Sheen experience on Two and a Half Men. Is there a tell-all book in you?
I've thought about doing it. I haven't done it yet. I'm not sure that I want to tell all.
Yeah, because you got to open up quite a bit.
I bet you got a lot of good stuff to tell, though.
Yeah, it's definitely been offered to me to do it, so I've thought about it.
Which one of the cast members is going to cave first? Which one of the Friends cast is going to cave and do the tell all first?
I really don't know. I'm not sure. Probably me.
I'm guessing Schwimmer for some reason.
Right.
Schwimmer?
Yeah, I think he'll do it.
So how do you weigh in on the big Zayn leaving One Direction issue?
The what?
Zayn leaving.
That's his weighing in. What?
Zayn leaving One Direction. Has that affected your life in any way?
Oh, no, it hasn't affected my life at all.
Yeah, good.
No, no teenage girls in his life probably affected by that devastating news.
No, I'm okay about it. Yeah. I struggled with it for about a week, but now I'm okay.
We're chatting with Matthew Perry from The Odd Couple on CBS Tonight. Have there been any roles in the last few years, Matthew, that you turned down and then they turned into something where you're like, dang it?
Yeah, I heard you were supposed to be an Empire.
not really. I turned down The Mentalist. You know that show?
Yeah, that's a great show.
It's going off the air now.
Yeah, I was offered that show and decided not to do it.
What was it about? It was just not you.
Really smart. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought it would be being on an hour long show. I thought it would be such a tough schedule that I decided against it.
Yeah, you're more suited for this live studio audience, the instant feedback thing, right? That's your groove.
Yeah, this show we start work at 9:30 in the morning and we're home by 3.
Perfect.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that is so cool.
You get to beat the traffic.
It's like a real job.
Yeah, it's really a kind of a dream job. And then the audience comes in and all of our performances come up because we're all sort of hamming it up in front of the audience.
Well, I don't see how this is going to fail because you've got you in The Odd Couple right after The Big Bang Theory. I mean, and plus...
Good lead-in.
Yeah, it's a great lead-in. It sounds like just the funnest cast.
Yeah, we had a blast. That's why we really hope that we get picked up and get to do more, just because it's such a fun group of people to work with.
Well, what can we do? I mean, I know social media is such a big part, so if people really love a show, it's one thing to watch it, but it's great to go on social media, too, and spread the love and spread the word, right?
Yeah, we live tweet before every episode. We get together, and in sort of a disgusting way, the cast gets together and watches every episode. And we live tweet during it. Oh, so we have these live tweet sessions every week.
Are you going to be doing that tonight at Matthew Perry?
I will be doing that for sure.
Okay.
Oh, awesome.
So make sure you live tweet with Matthew Perry tonight.
Can you imagine being retweeted or if Matthew Perry responds to your tweet?
Oh, wow. I'm going to write him.
I definitely do that.
That's our goal is for one of us on our show to be retweeted or messaged by you tonight, Matthew.
Well, now he knows he's going to look for us.
Yeah, I'll look for it. And we live tweet for the East Coast feed and the West Coast feed. So.
Okay, well, we're Central Time on our side, but that'll be with the East Coast feed. So there you go. We'll be able to follow along with that. Awesome. Yay, I'm so excited.
And we'll retweet you as well if you watch Dish Nation.
Have you watched that, Matthew?
I watch it every other day.
Religiously.
Yeah, we're on our own little TV show, Matthew. Not that you were asking, but.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, right, whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
Well, I'm excited, Matthew. You are one of my favorite actors. I mean, I love your Back in My Living Room every week, so I'm excited about The Odd Couple.
Thank you very much. Well, we're having a blast doing the show.
Okay, and don't forget to tweet along with Matthew and the rest of the cast from The Odd Couple tonight. You know, pick your favorite, but I would tweet Matthew Perry nonstop until he responded.
Matthew Perry.
I'm going to start right now, Matthew, so if you see a bunch of tweets from a guy.
All right, I'll go on Twitter right now.
Okay, CBS, every Thursday night, right after The Big Bang Theory, 8:30, 7:30 Central.
Give it up for Matthew Perry,
everybody.
Thanks, Matthew.
Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm. Or shall I call him Oscar from now on?
Yeah, right.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you're wondering, wait, didn't they just play Beat the Bank like an hour ago?
Yeah, we did.
We sure did, and Kim Timms walked away with $520, but it could have been $1,000 if she would have held on a little bit longer.
On there, yep.
It's okay, though. Got to be safe sometimes. It switches every single time, too, so don't expect it to go to $1,000 every single time.
But it might. Who knows?
You never know, Al. It could be twice a day.
Who knows?
We need a contestant for this hour. We're looking for call number 17 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Your shot at winning up to $1,000 with Beat the Bank is right now, but you got to get in.
Okay.
While we wait, Jenna, I know you like to decipher dreams.
I do. I'm really into dreams.
You may be able to help me with this one.
Okay.
I told Al about this, and I'm, as a dude, I feel slightly ashamed that I'm having these dreams.
You shouldn't feel ashamed at all.
And I'm a firm believer that dreams are, I don't believe in a lot,
okay,
but that dreams are your subconscious trying to get out.
Okay, so this is
dumping.
Yeah.
And I know listening to people's dreams are boring. I'm not giving you details. I'm just telling you what I'm dreaming about because it's happened like 5 or 6 times in the last week.
Then that means there's something going on that you've been suppressing.
Okay.
All right. What you got?
I've been dreaming that I'm hanging out with the Kardashians.
Like hanging out, like at their house or?
Al, I wish I was lying, but I'm hanging out. Yeah, I'm hanging out at their house. One time, the first time I had the dream, I was hanging out with Khloe, Kylie, and Kendall. And we were just sitting in a bedroom having a chat.
Okay.
Just keeping up with the Kardashians.
So you're not like hooking up with?
No, no, no.
None of them have been hookup dreams.
No hooking up. We're it's like I'm friends with the family, and like even when I said goodbye to them and I left, they gave me a kiss on the cheek and said bye, JC.
Hmm.
Huh.
And then the other dreams, all of them, have to do with me hanging out with Rob.
Okay.
Me and Rob, by the way, he looks great now. He lost a lot of weight.
Oh, good. In my dreams. I wonder who was your influence.
Yeah, he lost weight. And it's me basically giving him motivational speeches.
Have you been watching the Kardashians lately?
Nope.
I mean, because we do talk about them.
We talk about it.
Sense, because sometimes you dream about things that are just kind of in the back of your mind that you haven't thought about too much.
Yeah, I don't really watch the show, and I would say my favorite person on the show is Scott Disick because he's funny to me.
Has he been in any of the dreams?
No, Scott has not been in any of the dreams. It's just been that one dream with the three girls in the bedroom, and then all the other ones, it's just me and Rob, and then Rob and I in the last dream yesterday, we went to a party where people were boxing.
Hmm. All right. Well, this is what the dream dictionary that I go to when I have these dreams or when people ask me about it.
There's a dream dictionary.
Google. Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of dream sites because I don't have all the answers for this. I mean, some dreams like when your teeth are falling out or when you feel like you're falling, like some of those dreams that are pretty common with people. I know what those mean just from looking them up before.
But this is weird because it has to do with
but the
just
celebrity
the Kardashians.
Dream. Yeah. So you got to ask yourself some questions like what is it that's drawing you to them? And obviously this is a friendship kind of thing. So it says when you have a dream that you are best friends with a celebrity. Like a lot of times girls will have these dreams like I'm best friends with these girls that I watch on television. It says that you're idealizing this friendship based on a friendship in your current life or something you're lacking in friendships in your current life.
I'm lacking friends.
So it says perhaps you want your friends to have the qualities that these on-screen friends have, or perhaps you're unsure of what you bring to the table in your own friendships, or maybe you're having a crisis of confidence. Do you feel like you don't fit in? Do you feel desperate for the life that others are living that you feel like you can't have?
Yes! No. I don't know. Well, that's weird. Maybe that's why I asked you to go on a bro date tonight, Al.
Aww. Yeah, we are going on a bro date. We're going to a basketball game tonight.
I'm subconsciously lacking friendship.
It doesn't necessarily mean that. It could mean that you are idealizing what a friendship like with a celebrity would bring to the table. You know what I mean? Like the fame and the fortune, and maybe you're ambitious or you feel like you're falling short in an area, and being best friends with someone would be best friends with a celebrity would bring more to the table.
Right.
Right.
And you lost all your friends since you got married and had babies.
That's true.
You what, that is
That's
so true.
True,
Kelly.
I think
That's
you're
true.
Missing the glamorous bro time.
It used to be going out with my friends all the time, but you can't now because I have kids.
What happened to Reggie and Bad Influence Paul?
They're still around.
Sure they are.
They hang out together all the time.
When was the last time you've seen them?
My birthday.
And when was the last time you saw them before that?
Long time ago.
My birthday before that?
Yeah. Once you get married, it's...
Wiggity, 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 whack. That's right.
No, it's not. It's beautiful. All right. So
now you know.
Thank you, Jenna.
It means you're miserable.
So we got to find a celebrity for you to hang out with in real life.
I need to hang out with Rob.
You're hanging out with Big Al tonight.
I know.
Oh, there you go.
That's
boom.
That's what it is. It means you feel like you kind of have this FOMO. So you need to go do some really cool things with your dude friends.
I am not. I like girls.
And Al is your most famous dude friend. So there you go. You're getting celebrity and bro time.
Yeah, all in one.
Thank you.
Al, what are you bringing to the table tonight for JC?
Drinks.
Thank you, Al. I appreciate it.
Meet the bank.
Man, I'm so glad you're into that whole dream thing, Jenna, because I was confused.
Because some people I think I'm envious because I don't get enough dreams and I don't try and remember them.
Yeah.
You know, when you wake up, you're supposed to write down if you have vivid dreams. And I wish I remembered them more. So when people tell me theirs, I'm like, that means so much. Like when you feel like you lost your wallet or your ID or someone's chasing you or you're chasing someone you can't catch. It's so representative of things going on in your life.
So weird. And I remember a line from the last dream I had when I was hanging out with Rob Kardashian. I told him. I was like telling him. I was like, you know what, Rob? You're beautiful inside as you are outside. That's what I remember.
That's what you told Rob Kardashian
so
in your dream.
I'm so corny in my dreams.
Maybe you're feeling like you need to mentor someone.
I guess. I'm so corny.
Yeah.
Demetrius Russell is dreaming about winning some money. What's up, man?
Hey, man, what's going on?
What's happening, Demetrius?
Hello.
I like the energy.
Shut up. You have no clue how excited I am, guys. You have absolutely no clue how excited I am.
We're hearing it.
Okay, Demetrius, I got to ask you one question. What do you sell for a living?
What do I say? Oh, Big Al, you would ask me that question. I sell phones, man. I'm a phone slinger.
I knew you sold something. I could tell by
your... got the enthusiasm.
I could tell by your enthusiasm.
But I sell me, man. I sell me. I got to convince people to buy me before they can buy anything that they're trying to buy from me. You know what I mean?
God, right. I love this guy. I love this guy.
I want you to love me, Big Al. I want you to love me.
I do, man. I do.
From a distance.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we know what you're picking
bro
up.
Love, bro love.
For sure.
We can hook him up with some money.
All right, what else do you do besides sell cell phones?
I am the world's greatest husband, the best daddy in the world, and just an all-around great person, man.
Well, there you go.
And he lacks confidence.
No, you know, I do.
I have no confidence whatsoever. As soon as I get off the phone, I'm going to hug my teddy bear and cry all day long.
I'm going to buy a phone from you. I don't even need a phone, but I just want to buy a phone from you.
You are?
Yeah. All right, Al. Fly me to Dallas, baby, and I'm there.
All right.
All right, Demetrius, you know the rules with Beat the Bank?
I do, man. I do.
All right. Earlier, Kim won $520. Do you have a number in mind that you might go up to and then quit, or you're going to...
Yeah, I have a number. It's called All of It.
All right, buddy.
All right.
If the vault closes on you and you don't yell stop, you're going to walk away with nothing. So
and
you
we really
remember that.
Want you to win.
Because we like you.
Hey, I'm winning something today. I'm winning something. It's nothing more than a phone call. I'm a winner already.
Aww. My man. You ready to play, Demetrius?
I love this dude.
I am ready.
All right, let's play.
Beat the Bank.
70.
Nah, you don't need that.
110.
It's a phone bill.
220.
Your phone right there.
If you get a 2-year contract, yeah.
270.
I'm locked in for life.
Yeah. And a case.
340.
Oh.
390.
It's like the banker's been winning. I wanted to win so bad.
Come on, banker.
450.
Ooh.
Felt that one.
Yeah.
Lighten up.
490.
Demetrius.
JC's on his knees in agony.
Lord, why?
I'm heartbroken.
Oh, Demetrius.
Perfect example of what greed gets you every time.
That's not
greed. No, Demetrius.
Don't say that.
You're just gambling. That's all.
Why do bad things happen to good people?
Well, Demetrius.
Hey, that's not the worst.
I appreciate you guys accepting my phone call today. It's awesome.
No, dude. I'm going to give you 4,000 bonus points right there for Demetrius. Kid Craddock in the Morning bonus points.
We should at least get his number if we ever need, if we're having a bad day and we need to lift ourselves up, we need to call.
Yeah.
Call you, Demetrius.
What city do you sell cell phones in, Demetrius?
I'm sorry. I live in Rossville, Georgia, so I sell cell phones in Chattanooga. I sell cell phones in Rossville, everywhere. You know.
All right. I want you to have a really good day. I want somebody to come in there and buy like 5 or 10 phones from you today. All right.
Hey, make up. Rest assured, Al. Because I woke up this morning, I'm going to have a good day.
I love your attitude, man. Yeah. I love your attitude, Demetrius.
I like Demetrius.
Hang on. I appreciate you guys.
Hang on. We're going to get your number, okay?
Yeah. Hang on. You may not have won money, but you won our friendship.
Awesome, man.
All right. Man. That just shows you Beat the Bank is unpredictable.
You never know. I guess we're not that 1,000, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's in the same place he was before he talked to us, though.
Yeah, but, now he's sort of semi-famous for the day.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I got a first world
problem. This is one of our favorite bits because you get to complain a little bit, but you realize that your complaint is
not that big of a deal,
but it's still fun to get them out there.
Yeah.
I love complaining about stuff, but I don't like doing it too publicly because I feel like such a jerk. Like when I order too many clothes in the mail before we go out of town on a work trip.
Yeah.
But I'm just too tired to try them on. So I just left them all at home.
I have one.
Okay, right. Bring it.
You know when you're watching TV and a movie comes on that you really like? So Home Alone 2 Lost in New York comes on.
and it was late. It was probably like 11:30.
Yeah.
And I told myself, I'll just watch it till the commercial comes on, and I'll go to sleep. Okay. Commercial never came. I watched the whole movie, and then I realized I was watching HBO, so I ended up being tired the next day. Hashtag first world problem.
All right, Jenna, go ahead.
I got a text.
Okay.
From a close friend, Steven. Okay. This is a first world problem text. Steven says, I'm dropping my dog off at daycare right now and won't see her for a week because I'll be traveling in Italy.
That's pretty funny.
That is pretty funny.
First world problems.
Yeah, let's go to the phones real quick.
All right.
Kick it off with Trenton. Welcome to First World Problems.
Hey, Trent.
My Segway died this morning, and so now I have to just walk around my office like everybody else.
So you drive a Segway around your problem. I'm sorry, you drive a Segway around your office.
Yep.
Jenna wants to know if you're single.
No, I don't. Segway, why do you drive a Segway?
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, I get to do basically nothing. I just stand up and walk around and just ride around and, you know.
What do you do for a living?
Make it seem like a market.
Yeah.
I'm a meter reader, actually.
Oh, meter reader.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That's a lot of walking. It. All right, Trent.
Yeah, but I'm in the office today, so.
Hopefully your Segway gets a new battery soon, buddy. Good luck with that.
Plug that thing in.
Those are hard to make look cool.
This one's from Kid TV. Poorhouse wrote, my DVD player in my SUV broke, and now my 2-year-old has to hold his own iPad. That's first world problem.
That's cute.
I have to cancel my dog walker for Curtis today because he's got to go to the groomer. That's a first world problem.
No, it's not really. No.
That's just
a task. It's on your to-do list.
Yeah, it's there, though. Dustin. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, the hydraulics in my leather office chair are broken, so as the day progresses, I slowly get lower to the floor. Hashtag first world problem.
Poor guy.
Yeah,
how are you going to make it through the day?
I got to get my roots done today. Hashtag no.
No.
That's just so. That's another errand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I don't get it either, Al.
Dustin's
I don't get it either.
Real.
Yeah.
See, Dustin, first world problem because his chair's going down.
Swing and a miss, you know? It's all right. Swing and a miss.
Yeah. Let's go to Letty. How you doing this morning,
I like
Letty?
The name Letty.
That's a great name, Letty.
Hi.
Yes.
What's going on?
My electricity went out in a thunderstorm, and I couldn't adjust my Sleep Number bed setting.
Oh.
First world problem.
Oh. How can you sleep?
Oh.
Yeah, you forget about that.
You're stuck on 22.
Yeah. Your poor back.
Oh, no.
Yeah, my daughter puts it down to 20 and 25. I'm like, honey, I'm a little heavier than you. I need it at 45.
How dare she?
Ryan in the man room says,
have a great day, Letty.
His ponytail holders that he keeps getting won't hold his bun in place. They're too thick, and his hair keeps slipping out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ryan.
I can teach you some tips, Ryan.
Thin hair problem.
Yeah.
Dakota.
Woke up to no more K-cups for my Keurig, so I had to use a regular coffee.
Regular coffee?
With regular water.
It's nice to change it up.
Dakota, we wish you the best of luck finding some new K-cups.
I would take the day off. You need a personal day.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
It is true, though.
That's why you got to get that the Amazon button.
If you're a coffee drinker, though, I mean, so many of these we get are about coffee. Coffee's a big deal. It can ruin your day or start it off great.
Especially if you are accustomed to having a certain brand. Mm-hmm. You know, if I walk into 7-Eleven, for example, and they don't have the blend, the whatever the blend is, the regular coffee, I don't drink any of the other ones. You know,
that's
the one I'm accustomed to. You know what I'm saying?
It could ruin your day. Absolutely can. This can also ruin your day right here. Mickey, what's going on in your life?
Yeah, my daughter scratched my chrome reels on my BMW convertible, and my husband took my other BMW, so I had to take Tahoe this morning instead to drop the kids off.
Oh, how embarrassing.
I hate when you run out of BMW.
Wow. Yeah, your other BMW.
Ran out of BMW.
You got to drive that embarrassing Tahoe.
American car.
It's like, Al, how many in your fleet are broken now?
Actually, they're all running pretty good right now. But I do need to take one to the shop.
Yeah. Have a great day, Vicky. Yeah. I'm sorry your car broke. You know. BMW.
Mm. My other BMW. My husband took my other BMW.
I just want one, you know? Karen, what's wrong?
So I ordered a new smartphone clutch online, and when I got it, I found out it's too small for my new iPhone 6.
Oh, no. I know. They haven't. Oh, no. I'm with you. They haven't made.
Fashion hasn't kept up.
They have not made the fashionable cases for the 6s yet. Mm. I know. It's frustrating. No. Why are they even still selling the 5s?
I don't know. It'll fit my on-call phone because that's a 5C, but yeah. It won't fit my personal phone. Mm,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
My girlfriend got one that's kind of blinged up. She's got a 6 Plus, and it's kind of blinged up. She got it for a penny.
What?
Yeah, I have to get the website for you. I mean, it looks really, really cool.
A penny?
Yes. She bought it online for a penny.
Is it like one of those Columbia where now you got another one for $20
and then it screws up your credit?
I don't think so.
I remember the Columbia Records, they used to do that. You get 9 CDs for a penny.
I screwed up.
And then every month you get another one you got to pay for.
I screwed up my credit score when I was like 9 years old because I wanted the Jay-Z album. I didn't know.
Yeah, that's blinged up all right.
She got for a penny.
Penny. All right.
Yeah.
What's the catch?
I don't know.
There's got to be a catch.
A blinged out case on a 6 Plus?
Yes.
That's discreet.
I'm telling you. Yeah, right?
There's no way they're making money if they're selling for a penny.
There's a catch.
No way.
They got all her credit card information. Yeah. They're going to town.
They just bought a TV at Best Buy with her information. Christine, welcome to First World Problems.
So I was trying to be cute and Snapchat myself, blowing bubbles at the camera, and I ended up getting my camera soaking wet, and I had to put it in a bag of rice. Hashtag first world.
Who are you sending the bubble pictures to?
My boyfriend.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah. Isn't it nice to have a boyfriend?
Yeah. Are they naughty bubbles?
Kelly loves having a boyfriend. Did you meet your boyfriend on Tinder, Christine, or Snapchat?
Neither. I met him in person in real life, so, you know, the old school way.
That's so boring.
Yeah, right?
I'm kidding.
Having to go to a bar to meet your boyfriend, first world problem.
That's right.
No way.
Man, I'm going to have so many great selfies for the next one. No
way. Oh, yeah.
Save them all.
Just stock them away.
Yeah, right?
Daniel, this is heartbreaking. What happened?
My battery died out of my TV remote, so I had to download an app to change my channel.
Oh. Who knew there was an app for that?
Yeah, because otherwise you got to walk up to the box.
There's an app for every freaking thing.
Well, half the time you can't even change it on the box because it's too confusing. So, that's awesome.
And Daniel, those are not free, right, Daniel? You have to pay money?
No, actually, it was free.
Oh, okay.
There's an app. I hoard everything. I don't know how I don't have any double A batteries.
Well, see, you need kids. That's what you need. Because when I was growing up, that was my job. My dad would change the channel. I'd get up and change the channel. I was the remote.
Yeah. Or Jenna always has batteries, too, for some reason.
No, that's the opposite. They're all dead. There's some dead batteries everywhere.
You should turn those into an art project. Such a waste.
Just weird, like batteries everywhere.
Yeah, right? Huge, too.
It's like a whole drawer.
I know they made those sound batteries anymore. Like you could jump off.
I can't find a charged AA to save my life.
Shay.
Yes.
What's going on with your first world problem?
So my daughter flipped out this morning because I put the syrup on the side of her waffle instead of on top. Hashtag first world problem. Oh, God.
She is too lazy to pour her own syrup.
Five. Don't want her to pour her own syrup.
Oh, 5-year-olds, poor thing.
Mm, yeah.
I know, right?
Aren't kids the worst, Shay?
Yeah, I always
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.